rhododendron or spoonwood. Do you have a bush called that?
No.
No, never heard of it.
What about the kind of, well, the state tree of Mississippi? It's a big thing. It's got big white flowers.
Magnolia.
Uh-huh. Do you have something called a cowcumber or a cucumber tree?
Cucumber. That's here. We grow that here. Cucumber tree.
How's that different from the magnolia?
It's great deal different. That cucumber tree grows large and tall, and the magnolia flower, it grows thick, you know, but it don't grow tall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very pretty bush, but it don't grow out in the rural or something. That it grows on about the places like the highway and the cities, you know. But whatever they call it, other she called a while ago.
Magnolia?
The
cucumber tree?
The cucumber tree, he grows out, when I grow out in the woods, the swamp, anywhere, you know,
uh-huh.
In the hollows and woods. But the magnolia flower, his kind of bush looks like it cares what we grow at. It's a very pretty
mm-hmm.
bush.
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Can be with
poison ivory. Will make your skin break out if you touch them.
That's a poison vine. We call it poison oak.
Uh huh. Mm. What does it look like?
Well, it's a vine run.
It makes a leaf.
Sometimes the vine run any time dig it up, chill around there.
Mm-hmm.
The vine. Sometimes run all old trees. Sometimes it'll get on you. Yard fence. You have to mind how you go around it, and it'll break out on you.
Mm-hmm. And say if there were some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
Hmm.
Berries, she said.
Yeah, I know. You know plenty of them little berries grow that you wouldn't eat. You tell your children you better not eat them. You know.
Poison.
Mm-hmm.
Some little old bears grow around in the pasture that way. Anywhere around on the edge of the...
What would you tell someone? You'd tell someone they might be...
No, sometimes you just know the little old bears. You wouldn't give them, just tell your children not to eat them, you know.
Because they...
They might hurt you.
They might be...
Poor.
You use that kind of word.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's what you'd use, that kind of word. You better not eat them. They might be poison, or either they might hurt you.
Uh-huh.
But yet you would know what word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you never would. I see plenty of them kind of little bit around in your past, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask...
My husband, that's what she'd say.
Okay.
More or less. Or I'd have, if she's a girl grown, she'd say, I'd have to ask Mama or Papa.
Mm-hmm. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Mm.
You call that a...
Baby, I'd call it a baby buggy.
Okay. And you'd put the baby in the buggy, then you'd go out and... what the baby?
Roll the buggy.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that would be put in the baby buggy. What you put, you'd
she
put the
said,
baby...
Then what you do after that?
Huh?
You put the baby in the buggy.
Yeah, that's what she meant. And you put the baby in the buggy. Mm-hmm. If you some baby bugs have something like a what you call it, pass all over it, I'd say. Mm-hmm. In my days,
you'd roll the baby.
Huh?
You'd roll the baby.
Well, you'd roll the baby from the wheel, but she said go over the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That meant something to keep the sun out of it.